After Tiffany Valiante was struck and killed by a New Jersey transit train 2 years ago, investigators ruled that she committed suicide. Her family, though, never believed that Tiffany would kill herself. They always suspected the 18-year-old volleyball star fell victim to foul play, and now they're taking their case to court, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
In the yard next to their Mays Landing home in Atlantic County, the Valiante family has a constant reminder of the daughter they lost 2 years ago, a regulation-size volleyball court.
My husband built this for Tiffany. He promised her when she came back from Mercy College the first year that she'd be able to play all summer, play volleyball, bring all her friends out here and stuff. So he made that promise and kept it. And he built this afterwards, but
I don't think I would have built it that big, but I went full regulation.
I mean, Tiffany was headed to college to play, but she never got the chance. On July 12, 2015, she was struck and killed by a New Jersey transit train a few miles from her home. Investigators said she killed herself, but right away, her mother, Diane, had doubts.
When they first came to the house to tell us, I made them repeat themselves because I just was in shock. I'm like, it's not my Tiffany, you know?
For one, the family found Tiffany's phone on the ground after she disappeared, but they said she was basically attached to her phone, so much so that she bought a waterproof case to be able to bring it into the shower. Also, it was nighttime when Tiffany disappeared, and she was afraid of the dark. But most of all, Tiffany was happy, her family said. She had promise. Her mother, Diane, says that never seemed to matter to investigators.
How come nobody's questioned us? I can't understand. Nobody's been to my home. I just don't understand.
Tiffany's shoes were found far from where she died, but to get to the spot where the train hit her, she'd have had to walk over rocks and dirty ground. Yet her feet were clean and undamaged in the autopsy photos. That's one of the many criticisms attorney Paul D'Amato has of the investigation into her death.
What is in that file of the state medical examiner's office that led them to rush to judgment to conclude that it was suicide? And that is quite disturbing. Because just think about it for a second. You have parents, you have sisters that have to live with the fact that some governmental agency concluded that their loved one committed suicide.
This week, D'Amato filed a civil lawsuit in state court asking a judge to change the medical examiner's ruling from suicide to undetermined. The attorney general's office, which oversees the state medical examiner, declined to comment. New Jersey Transit didn't return messages. The suit is also asking for a jury trial to explore the family's belief that Tiffany was murdered.
Somehow she was there, and I think somebody grabbed her, assaulted her, and eventually took her to that particular area by way of the White Horse Pike. That's what I think.
Tiffany squabbled with a friend and her mother over a credit card bill that night, but her mom said it wasn't a big fight, definitely not significant enough to lead to suicide. And family members aren't the only ones who still believe Tiffany didn't kill herself.
I don't feel from the kid I knew that that's even possible.
Allison Walker is the head women's volleyball coach at Stockton University. She also runs a junior travel team, which Tiffany played on. Walker has coached a lot of young women and says Tiffany never struck her as suicidal.
Very affectionate, always the one hugging everybody and, you know, jumping on their back and bringing the team together. I still could never envision that. It's just not the Tiffany I knew.
From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.